Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Todd, what's up, man?
Not a whole heck of a lot, gentlemen. Just counting the hours down until we see the Golden Knights take the ice for their first ever home playoff game. Hope to start my tailgating about 45 minutes to an hour from now.
What were the odds on Vegas making the playoffs in year one?
Just to make the playoffs, they were around 15-1 on the low end. They were around 250-1 to win the Stanley Cup and to win the Pacific Division, about 50-1. So little to say, none of this was predicted by even the experts out there. And when you look at the over-under for total points that a lot of people thought they could amass in season one, that was 68.5. I think they had that number eclipsed by the end of January.
Just, not to get too personal, but is that one of those things you thought before the season, I'll throw a couple of bucks down on them just to see what happens? Or do professionals not do that?
Oh, absolutely not. I actually bet the Knights to have under 68.5 points for the season because I figured if I was going to, force myself to use all those season tickets, that I wanted to at least make some money if they were terrible. Little did I know that we were going to actually have a good product on the ice, and hopefully the excitement that the playoff games will bring will more than make up for my small losses there on the financial side.
I noticed, Todd, in terms of first round matchups, the Predators are, they're massive favorites in game one, but the biggest game one favorite.
Yeah, and this is one of the largest prices that we've seen on an NHL opening round series over the last 10 years. Even last season, when the Washington Capitals, who were the best team throughout the course of the regular season, took on a Maple Leaf team that not a lot of people thought would get there, it wasn't nearly what the Predators are laying to the Avalanche. So the number opened right around minus 350, and for those folks new to some of the gambling parlance, means you had to put up $3.50 just to make a dollar. Well, that price no longer exists. You now have to put up $5.75 to make a dollar coming back. I think it speaks not only to Nashville's dominance winning the President's Trophy, but also the fact that Colorado, really a team that nobody thought would be here.
So what's the over-under number of games they get it done?
If you look at some of those numbers out there, 5.5, you of course have to lay a price if you want to go over, given the nature of hockey and how competitive a hot goalie can make a series. I think realistically the Preds should be very content to polish Colorado off in 5, and what you'd want to hope is that they don't have to make 2 trips to altitude, because you're going to need all your legs and all that potential rest should it set up a showdown in the conference semifinals against the Winnipeg Jets.
Todd, how do you feel about the other series, other NHL series? How do you see that shaping up?
When I look around, I think the Pacific Division probably the most wide open. I mean, the Knights are a modest $1.30 favorite over the Kings. You look at what the Knights have been able to accomplish this season, and despite not having experience as a team, you do have a lot of the core that's been through the postseason grind in the past. LA, of course, does have that playoff pedigree. Better on the blue line, arguably better in net if you take Jonathan Quick over Marc-Andre Fleury, and I don't think the Knights have a scorer, despite William Karlsson's regular season, that can match Anze Kopitar. So that really feels like a coin flip. When you look at Anaheim and San Jose, if you're going to tell me John Gibson is out there at least 90%, I think Anaheim advances. Some skepticism around the Sharks. But with Ryan Miller in net, that one also feels like a coin flip. In the last series in the West, I think much like Nashville, we're on a crash course to see the Jets get through the Wild and set up a showdown that everybody that's not a Preds fan in the hockey world wants to see. As far as the East is concerned, Tampa heavy favorites despite having lost the season series 3-0 to New Jersey. I think they'll find another gear. Boston looks like the most vulnerable team. The fact that they weren't able to get a win against Florida in the last couple of days of the regular season either time to secure home ice, a little bit surprising. Columbus, potential to pull off an upset if Bobrovsky gets hot. And then when we look at the Flyers and Penguins, despite being a rivalry in the same state, I don't think the Flyers are good enough in net or on the blue line to dethrone the 2-time defending cup champs.
What's the biggest potential for an upset?
Well, just by price, I mean, it would be if Colorado were to upset Nashville. I mean, I think Jonathan Bernier's got to stand on his head.
That's not going
to
happen. Come on. Yeah. I'm talking about other teams.
I mean, if you want to try and make a case for one of these dogs really being live, if you take the regular season series and Keith Kincaid plays well, maybe New Jersey able to upset Tampa. But realistically, I think it's probably the Maple Leafs, just given all of that offensive scoring power that they have and a better head coach to knock off a Bruins team who I don't think is playing its best hockey when it needs to be.
As of right now, who do you like to win it all?
For me, I still think Nashville is the class of the Western Conference. I've said that for a good portion of the season, so not going to jump off of that bandwagon. And I think Tampa against Pittsburgh sets up for one of the more exciting Eastern Conference finals that we've seen in recent memory. But I think Tampa this year is able to get over the hump. Andre Vasilevskiy just has to be good. Tampa regains the form they saw early in the year. So I'll actually pick chalk, which is awfully rare in the NHL to see.
Mm. What are the Stanley Cup odds, like championship-wise?
When you look at the prices to win the Cup, the biggest move has actually been on the LA Kings. They were about 35-1 when the field was announced. They're down to 23. But when we look at the overall favorites, it's actually the Preds, a shade better than 3-1. So if you're running to the window to try and bet that, not quite sure that's the ideal scenario. And when we look at some of the other teams there, the Pittsburgh Penguins in that 6 or 7-1 range, depending on where you shop, Tampa 5.5-1, and then the next closest team in the West would, of course, be Winnipeg. But looking ahead to that potential series, I make Nashville about $1.50, $1.60 favorite against Winnipeg.
The producers of Mickey Ryan's NBA Update, brought to you by Mickey Ryan's NBA Update, wanted me to ask, is this the year that we finally don't see the Cavs and the Warriors in the finals?
Well, I mean, I think everyone ready to press the panic button with the Warriors, especially those who subjected themselves to the 40-point drubbing last night in Salt Lake City. But I think Golden State, a team that we've seen before, just needed to get to the end of the regular season. It'll be interesting, obviously, if they get Steph Curry back. That changes their outlook considerably. They're still the odds-on favorite at a price just better than even money. That's a far cry, though, from where they were at some points during the season where you had to put up $2 to make a buck. The Rockets, second favorites behind them at 2-1. I think those teams will meet for the Western Conference Finals. And then Cleveland, of course, your heavy favorite to come out of the East, right around even money for them. If you think Toronto can get over the hump, which I'm a lot more skeptical, that'll get you 7-5.
Pretty amazing when you look at the West, though, and you can play 82 games, and you've got seven teams within 2 games of each other.
I think we're going to see some more drawn-out series in the Western Conference than what we've had in the past. Now, if it's ultimately Minnesota and Houston, I don't think that series goes much past 5. But you look at some of the other scenarios that set up, you know, maybe Golden State against San Antonio could go 6 games. I mean, the Thunder against Utah and Portland against the Pelicans and any different iterations there. We could see some 7-gamers, which is extremely rare in the NBA where it's been so top-heavy. It almost feels like there's no drama in the early rounds since we know the only 3 teams that can typically win the title.
What were the odds on Patrick Reed before the Masters? What could you have gotten him for?
You know, he came down to about 25-1, so not as big a long shot as people think. Ever since his performance in the Ryder Cup, he's really been a trendy pick among some recreational bettors. His personality notwithstanding, I think the best price, if you bet it 6 months out, Mickey, you could have picked him up at around 40-1. So it was a break-even scenario for most of the books, but that collective sigh of relief that you heard from the desert was going into the weekend knowing that Tiger wasn't going to be in contention for a green jacket.
You think we see one of these other Ricky Fowler, one of these other guys who's, you know, the best guy to not win a major, win a major this year?
I think Ricky got awfully close. And I mean, he's the guy that really becomes the fan favorite that I think a lot of people want to see try and finally shed that label of being the best player without a major victory. But I'm not sure that the Open course sets up all that way or the Open Championship. So maybe we have to wait till 2019 for Ricky to return to Augusta. But the one thing we've seen is these fields appear to be as wide open. I just would have liked to see a scenario where you had Jordan Spieth and Patrick Reed going to a playoff, given the fact that Jordan went from an 80-1 afterthought going into Sunday to even get himself relevant into the conversation on for the final round.
Pretty amazing. Enjoy hockey tonight. Playoff hockey in Vegas.
It'll be a first, and the interesting tidbit here, it is the most expensive Game 1 playoff ticket anywhere in the league. Hopefully the energy and excitement lives up to its advanced billing, and we can come away with a victorious. I mean, you guys set the precedent for what a playoff atmosphere should be last year at Bridgestone. We only hope to replicate it out here at T-Mobile.
Thank you, Todd. Great stuff, man. Appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, gents.
At Todd Furman on Twitter.
Hockey tailgating. He's on his way.